I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's jump on the line. Lots of scary stories for Halloween. Yeah, it's fun to pull the host's toe a little bit, but let's do real scary stories because some of these are really, really cool. And some people won't tell them to you until you get to know them real well because they're always afraid of being judged. I love getting the scary stories through the kind of anonymity of radio. Chris from Charlotte, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tara. Good to talk with you.
Sure.
Yeah, I had an incident about 11 years ago. I had a great opportunity within my company to get promoted, but I had to relocate to Georgia, and I'm a North Carolina native. So went down there ahead of time, found a nice lease property, and my family wasn't able to come. So about a month later, I had to start the job. So getting in the house, it's a modern house. It's not old. It's not spooky. It's not scary. And I was going up in the attic, just looking at how much space is up there to store some of our boxes and things like that, and noticed a picture frame and looked like somebody had maybe put it in the hallway at some time, like decorative. But it was weird with all these like geometric shapes, but it had like three figures with the heads cut off. And then I noticed up in the attic like a photograph of a girl. And I was like, that's just kind of weird, you know. So I started the job. They went back to North Carolina to get our house ready to, you know, to move from. And about 3 a.m. one night, I noticed I was in the bed and I was asleep, but I was awakened by the sensation of just weight at my feet. And it was crawling up my legs and onto my back. And I woke up and thought, you know, my wife, she surprised me. She drove down here to see me and everything. And, you know, and I was kind of excited. Split second later, I realized, no, that's not what's happening. And I got the sensation that someone was laying on top of me and I was awake. And the only thing I knew to do was to sing like two choruses from some hymns that I knew. And the sensation went away. I got out of my bed, turned the lights on, knelt down at the bed and started praying, got my clothes on, went to work at 4:30 a.m. just to get out of the house. When my family moved to that house, my son would not stay by himself there. And my daughter would always see messages on the mirror in the bathroom when she'd get out of the shower.
Mm. Bet you guys couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Well, about 8 months in. And it was actually a property that we were contemplating on purchasing because it had everything we always wanted. Beautiful place. But there was something going on. And I got the definite sensation that whatever was crawling on me was female. That's what made me think, oh, my wife's come down here to surprise me unannounced. And I noticed that when we moved into the house and I set up my bed frame and everything, there was black hairs along the wall behind the bed. And it was just weird.
Mm. Creepy, Chris. Absolutely creepy. Oh, thank you so much for giving us a phone call. Jackie from Taylor's with another scary story.
Well, I actually thought of another short one that's a funny one, if I have time to tell you two of them. I was in we were delivering the Greenville News years ago, and there was a particular area on our route where I used to think, oh my goodness, I hope if we ever have an accident, it's not here. Well, of course, that's where I had the accident when I was by myself one night, rolled the car, crawled out on my belly, and was walking along. It's kind of secluded. And had to go between like two woods on both sides and not many houses out there. And I'm walking along and I'm scared because it's dark, 5:30 a.m, winter time. And I've just rolled in my car, you know, so I'm scared. And I hear her walking over beside me. Somebody is following me. So I walk faster and they go faster. And so I walk faster and they go faster. And when I finally got past the woods and into a clearing, it was an emu.
An emu?
Yeah. They had a big emu, and it was walking along, following me. When I would stop, it would stop. When I would go, it would go. It just was funny. Funny now, it was not funny then. It was very scary. But yeah, so when I got past the woods and could, it stepped out like into the light, and I saw it, just a huge bird followed me.
Okay, I'm Googling emu right now. It is what I thought. I guess maybe somebody had it on a farm and it got loose, or?
Yeah, I think it was their pet bird because it was out in a secluded area where there weren't many houses around. And so I just presumed, I had never noticed it before, but it was there that morning. So.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at these. They got some evil eyes, Jackie. That would have freaked me out. Okay. Thank you for your phone call. Oh, Chuck in Spartanburg. Hey, Chuck.
Hello.
Hey, scary story.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on the air. You're talking to the Upstate.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a story that happens about every 6 years around this time. This demon appears to me in my bedroom. And I didn't recognize it at first. But last night I did. And I tried casting it out, but it wouldn't leave. Just hung around for a while. Then I finally figured out who it was. I recognized it. It was Lindsey Graham.
Oh, no, he's just running for re-election. It'll be okay. I can understand how that would scare you. I totally get it. I have a similar reaction around election time myself. Thank you, Chuck, for your phone call. Whew, that must have been terrible. All right, moving on to the next story. You know what we'll do? I'm going to dive out early here so we have plenty of time in the next segment. We'll hear from Victor and got a couple of good ones on the text line as well. 905-0989, that's area code 800-900-905-0989.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.